Or is North Sydney Mayor Gillie Gibson. Gillie, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
Absolute pleasure to have you on the program. What has the feedback been? Have you seen much feedback so far from this proposed ban?
Yes, look, I've been getting text messages, Facebook posts, emails, phone calls, people stopping me in the street, and I'd have to say, except from one rather bizarre email, everyone has been supportive. Everyone thinks it's a great initiative and everyone thinks that it's time to take this step.
This proposal's got to be put forward to the local community for consideration. What does that process actually look like?
So our staff prepare a consultation program, as they do when we're thinking about making any major change that affects people. So we will consult, we'll do it by online, you'll be able to do online surveys, we'll be getting out there and talking to our small businesses, our large businesses, our city workers, and of course we'll be inviting residents to email in, have their say about the matter. And I think our residents and our city workers will be very vocal on this. I think they see it as a great positive move. About a year ago, we banned smoking in Brett Whiteley Place and Elizabeth Plaza, and that's had success. You know, and there's been no negative feedback whatsoever.
Will this ban just concern cigarettes, or will it extend out to smoking alternatives like e-cigarettes? Because I'm always amazed when I get on a train and I see somebody actually using one of the vaping devices.
Well, that's a really good question, and I must say we have, and I've been asked that many times over the last few days, and I have to say we haven't actually considered that aspect of smoking in this proposed ban. It's something we'll have to look at, and probably we'll take a position on that after the community consultation. We'll see how people feel about e-cigarettes. So I think that will be the way forward for that. But look, it's a tricky one. Where do we draw the line? I haven't seen so many people vaping around the North Sydney CBD, but I think that we'll have to take a position on that somehow.
And the one really curious aspect of this, when I first heard about it a couple of days back, the ban's not going to see smokers being fined, but instead is being implemented through self-regulation. Now, I must admit, when I first heard that, I'm sort of scratching my head going, how's that going to work? But is that based off, these areas that you've already seen smoking banned in, that kind of self-regulation actually working, or how is it going to work?
Look, it does work, and I think it will work in this case. Even if we start fining people, we're never going to have 100% compliance. I don't want to kid myself about that. But even if we manage to decrease smokers and cigarette butt litter by a substantial amount, I mean, that's got to be a real positive. But, you know, even if we fine people, that's not going to guarantee 100% compliance rate either. So I'd rather see it as a community initiative, community-driven initiative, where, and yet yesterday I stopped, I approached someone in Brett Whiteley Place and just said, you know, excuse me, do you realise this is a non-smoking area? And she said, oh, no, I don't, but I'm happy to put my cigarette out. So people will usually take on board these things if you point it out in the right way. This is not a war on smokers by any means, but we'll have signage, we'll have messaging, we'll have information campaigns, and you know the media has been wonderful in helping bring this to the attention of our residents and city workers and our school children.
And do you perhaps foresee this one becoming a bit of a trend?
I think absolutely. I think other councils will be following our lead quite quickly. I just see it as a natural progression from, in the CBD they have some, in the City of Sydney CBD they have some smoke-free areas as well, Martin Place and the shopping mall on Pitt Street, the Pitt Street Mall, and you know, in all in the city, that they're continually rolling out new smoke-free zones. So look, I wouldn't be surprised if the City of Sydney follows on afterwards, and you know, perhaps some of our other city centres over the north side of the bridge. I really do think the days of smokers being able to smoke on streets and just toss their cigarette butts on the ground are over.
Well, Jilly, best of luck going forward with this one. I do appreciate your time.
Oh, look, lovely to chat to you anytime. You have a great day there.
You too. That was North Sydney Mayor Jilly Gibson speaking to us about North Sydney's recent proposal to ban smoking in all public places. It will be going ahead to community consultation before coming into effect. My heart does go out in some ways to the poor old smokers. They are becoming an endangered species. But as Jilly was saying there, the cigarette butts tossed on the street. I only just found this out, I think, yesterday or the day before. Apparently, cigarette butts, they have these sort of plastic fibres in them that work as the part of the filtration, which I was vaguely aware of. But apparently, they are the biggest source of microplastic pollution in our oceans. These cigarette butts getting washed through the gutters, washed down the drains into our oceans and like. You know, there's been all these targets on the good old plastic straws and the like. Turns out cigarette butts are the biggest source of microplastics. Polluting our ocean. So obviously something to be done there, I would thought as well. You are on the daily program track right now.